You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
It's Feather Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. Bill Childs with you, as I am every week. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. Coming up in just a second, we're going to have Birds of a Feather right here in the studio. But right now, it's They Might Be Giants with Particle Man.
Particle Man, Particle Man, doing the things a particle can. What's he like? It's not important. Particle Man, is he a dot or is he a speck? When he's underwater, does he get wet? Or does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle Man. Triangle Man, Triangle Man, Triangle Man hates Particle Man. They have a fight, Triangle wins.
Triangle Man.
Universe Man, Universe Man, size of the entire universe, man. Usually kind of smaller man, Universe Man. He's got a watch with a minute hand, millennium hand, and a neon hand, and when they meet, it's a happy land. Excellent man, universe man. Person man, hit on the head with a frying pan, lives his life in a garbage can. Person man, is he depressed or is he a mess? Does he feel totally worthless? He came up with person man, the rated man. Man. Triangle man, Triangle Man hates Personal Man. They have a fight, Triangle wins.
Triangle Man.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined live in the studio by Little Miss Anne and Susie Shelton, who together are known as Birds of a Feather. How are you today?
Great.
It is so great to have you here. We were talking before we came on the air that we've all been in this weird little world of family music for about 20 years, which is madness. And maybe we'll talk about what it's like to graduate from into when you suddenly, kids that you either had or were singing to are suddenly adults, but maybe we'll come back to that. You got a new album called Rock Together, produced by the one and only Dean Jones. I want to ask in a little bit about how this all came together, but could we start with just a song?
Would love that.
Sure. Let's go.
What do you start with?
We're going to start with a song for the summer called Jump Into the Water. And in the track, there is featured Mr. Cookie Jar and Ronnie Boy Kids. But today, Anne and I will do the rap.
Yep.
Fantastic. And I'm going to hit play on the track and hopefully it'll work.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure it will.
In Portugal, by the sandy shore, there's a magical place we all adore. With cliffs so steep on the edge of the sea, flying like a bird, weightless and free. Come take my hand, be brave with me. Come take my hand, be brave. Let's jump into the water.
Water.
Jump, 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 jump into the water.
Jump into the water.
Let's jump into the water.
Jump into the water.
Jump, 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 jump into the water.
Jump into the water.
shines down and warms our skin. Here we are now, let the fun begin. Oh, I love to go down to the deep blue sea where dolphins swim and dance so free. Come take my hand, be brave with me. Come take my hand, be brave. Let's jump into the water.
Jump into the water.
Jump, 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 jump into the water.
Jump into the water.
Let's jump into the water.
Jump into the water.
Jump, 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 jump into the water.
What up, Susie Shelton?
Should we jump into the water? Will it bring us joy?
Well, there's a lot we can do, but if you're feeling kind of scared...
I'm worried, my friend.
I got you. We're prepared. Follow me.
Okay. One, two, three.
Well,
you can jump in it, slam dunk with it, catch shrimp, hey, bubble gump with it, starfish, freeze, just clump with it, ocean marinara, calamari, dump with it, get sunk with it, treasure chest, trunk with it, storks dropping low, watch them go plump with it. Do the hermit crab, slump, slump with it.
Oh, 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 oh. Here we go.
Let's jump into the water.
Jump into the water.
Jump, 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 jump into the water.
Jump into the water.
Let's jump into the water.
Jump into the water.
Jump, 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 jump into the water.
Jump into the water.
Into the sea that sparkles and glows.
The water's
so clear. Oh.
Jump, 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 jump into the water.
Let's jump into the sea that sparkles and glows. The water's so clear. Oh.
Birds of a Feather, Little Miss Ann and Susie Shelton from the new album Rock Together, right here in the studio. The song's called Jump Into the Water. That was great.
Thank you.
How do you feel like the rap went? Pretty good?
Oh,
pretty happy?
You know, CJ and
it's hard to fill up. Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to fill their shoes for sure, but we're getting used to it.
And their lyrics were just so fun. So
yeah.
We have fun with it.
It's a challenge for us, but it's a good challenge.
And it was great to do that with two other Filipino-American kids musicians. It was real. I mean, and Susie is an honorary Filipino-American. We've already decided that. So.
That's fantastic. That's got to be like almost a first to have that many Filipino kids musicians on one album, at least in the U.S., I would think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think so. That's great to have that representation.
So. Yeah, for sure. So we mentioned before that, you know, you've both been doing this for about 20 years. How did this collaboration end up coming together?
Well, Susie and I met at a Kindy Fest, which was in, I think, Brooklyn?
Yep.
At Littlefield.
Yep, Yvette, I helped.
And we were both, moms with two young kids, and we just connected right off the bat. She came out to Chicago. We did a show together at the Old Town School of Folk Music. And then the rest is history. We've just been to, we were counting all the states. We've done shows together. And we were always guests on each other's songs. And then, take it away from there, Susie.
Yeah, and then finally we thought, you know what, I think it's time we write some songs together. And we were taking a walk one time when Anne was visiting with her husband, Pat. And we took a walk in Prospect Park in Brooklyn by my house. And we came up with the name Birds of a Feather because Pat really said Birds of a Feather rock together.
Fantastic.
Or flock together. Oh. And then we said, all right, Birds of a Feather rock together. And then that became our... title of our album too. So
yeah, and then Billy and Phineas joined us. No, just kidding.
Yeah, they came out right around the same time.
Exactly the same time.
But yeah, and it was fun. It was a nice challenge to start writing songs from scratch together. So, you know, sometimes Anne would have an idea or she would already have a melody, and then we would work on it together or vice versa. So we tried to keep it as equal as possible, as you know.
And it was a really, and it was such a good balance too, because, you know, we both have been, as you said, Bill, in the field for such a long time and, you know, you doing your thing in Brooklyn, me doing my thing in Chicago. And it was just it made it so much easier and more like very effortless to be able to do this together and more fun. Definitely.
And it's like, I've talked to a lot of bands where, you know, like somebody will come in with the riff and then somebody else will be like, well, I've got some lyrics that might fit on that. It sounds like you didn't have it that way. Like some of the music is from each of you. Some of the lyrics are from each of you.
Yeah, definitely.
And some of it's done collaboratively too.
Yes, and we have a couple covers, too, that we threw on the album, too, and we'll be doing one of those in a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, when you're driving, like, from Brooklyn to Boston, you know, you can work on things. So she would have, like, her song, like, Buckle Up, Baby, and then she would play it for me or sing it to me, and I'd be like, well, why don't we do it like this? And then you would do the same. I think I would need more help with the lyrics, and she would always kind of tie it together, help me with the lyrics. So we really helped with each other. We did a lot with Zoom, too.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's definitely made a lot of this a lot easier. Well, it's Birds of a Feather, Little Miss Anne and Susie Shelton. You want to do another song for us?
Sure.
Let's do a song called City and Country.
Yeah, this song is about two cousins. One lives in the city, one lives in the country. I'm going to put my foot tambourine. If you're wondering what that sound is.
Yeah.
That's what that is. And they both just love visiting each other, even though where they live is so different. So
that was kind of my childhood. I grew up more or less in the Twin Cities here, and both my parents are from Arkansas, and a lot of cousins out in rural Arkansas, but we'd still like to see each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Little Miss Anne and Susie Shelton together, known as Birds of a Feather. New album's called Rock Together, produced by the one and only Dean Jones. That is the song City in the Country. There's great
Thank you. So much fun.
So you're out here in Minnesota where we do the show from, and you're doing some library shows this week. It's not going to air until you're done with those, but what else do y'all have coming up this summer?
Well, we got Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia.
Theater in the Woods,
July 15th.
Yep.
So people listening on 1061 The Corner in Charlottesville, you can make the trip. It'll be great.
Yeah, great. And then Anne's coming to New York City, and we're going to do Summer on the Hudson. That is in Manhattan on Thursday, July 17th.
Yep.
And then I think Lollapalooza, right?
Lollapalooza. Kidzapalooza, the kids'
stage. Saturday and Sunday, August 2nd and 3rd.
Yep, in Chicago in Grant Park.
Yeah. Fantastic. Such a great lineup this year, too.
Yep.
I think in general, those lineups have considerably improved, especially in the category of diversity, and it's great.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
What's it like to play those? I've never been to the Lollapalooza in Chicago.
Oh, it's a blast.
It's a blast.
It's a great little intimate space, tucked away, and sometimes there's people that aren't with kids, and they come wander over. And
there's some drumming circles, and we are going to have a really fun time. We've got some cool things for the crowd this year, so some interactive things that will be happening, and if you show up, then you'll find out what they are.
Yeah. All right. No spoilers.
It's a rite of passage in Chicago.
Oh, so. For sure. Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure, you know.
Yeah.
Well, let's do one more song, and you mentioned earlier it's going to be a cover. What are we going to hear now?
So this is a Tom Petty cover called Learning to Fly, and we do it a little differently.
All right. This one we are doing the track, right?
Yep.
Okay. You guys ready?
Almost.
All right. Gotta get the
and hit it. Started out down a dirty road. I started out all alone, and the sun went down as I crossed the hill, and the town lit up, and the world got still. Old days may not return.
you know, being of a certain age, I've like soaked in so much Tom Petty that it's sometimes easy to forget how good of a songwriter he was.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
We agree.
The Wildflowers. Did you cover Wildflowers at one point? Yeah. There was another, Ronnie Arbour and Daisy Mayhem did it as well on their kids album. And that's another one where you hear it's like, oh, he did a kid's song and didn't realize it.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I've been hearing that lately.
Learn to Fly is not quite as obviously, but fantastic. Lovely, lovely version of it.
Thank you.
Thank you. You might have heard, too, not to interrupt, but might have heard Claudia Robin Gunn sing on that one. So she's singing on the background in that track. Yeah, so her voice is coming through on that, too. And she was really happy we asked her to sing on that song because she has a special relationship with that song, too.
Oh, is that right? That's lovely.
Yeah.
It's Birds of a Feather, Little Miss Anne and Susie Shelton, playing a bunch of places this summer. People can get information about you on your Instagram, which is Birds of a Feather Forever, number 4EVA.
You got it, yeah.
Correct.
And we're on your individual websites, Susie Shelton and Little Miss Anne. Thanks so much for coming by. I hope the tour
Thank
goes
you.
Great.
Thank
it's
you,
so good
Bill.
To have you here. It's been great to be in the scene with you for 2 decades now almost.
I know, it's amazing. Madness.
Let's keep
flies,
going. Let's just
it?
Keep going. Yeah.
All right. All right. Have a great summer, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
Let me see you move. Just be yourself when you do. Cause you're the only one of one. I wanna see you have some fun and be yourself.
Be yourself, be yourself. Be yourself, be yourself. Be yourself, be yourself. Cause you can't be nobody else. No, you can't be nobody else.
Be yourself. Cause you're the only one of you in the whole world. Yeah, hey, that's the truth.
Yeah.
And that's so cool. A masterpiece, you're one of one, ooh,
yeah.
So let your flag fly, if you're out going a shot, just be yourself, don't ask permission, and don't ask why you might be the way you are, baby, you are made of stars, if we were all the same, then the world would be boring, be yourself,
be yourself.
Gee. W, lower or upper.
It's 30 minutes in both ways.
Jackie Roro, where do I go?
I don't know, no, 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 no,
the emperor of traffic has control of the Williamsburg Bridge, the Van Wyck, the FDR, the Verrazano, no, 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 Major Deegan, how you feeling? Bell Parkway, how you been? L-I-E, how dost ye be? Why do I talk to the roads? When emperor of traffic, you alone can answer my question tonight.
Music from out of Brooklyn, that's the Deedle Deedle Dees with Major Deegan, one of my favorite songs from them. Been thinking about various bands that have been around for about as long as the radio show has. We're, gosh, about a month and a half away from our 20th birthday. And when talking with Birds of a Feather, who we heard before the break there, realized that they also started about 20 years ago. Lloyd and the fellas started Deedle Deedle Dees about 20 years ago. So just been kind of thinking about that. Anyway, it is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and their grown-ups and friends. I need your help. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can. So loudly, I can hear you in the studio. You're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" Okay, got it? Cool. Hey, everybody. Do you have a question for me? You do? That's so great. What is your question for me? I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first, advice from They Might Be Giants.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they
rock, rock.
Don't spare the rock.
Rock.
This is a partial list of the things you've got to be prepared for. First on the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they
rock.
Music from another fella who's been doing music for kids for about 20 years, maybe a little bit longer. It's Keith Munslow, brand new song, My Favorite Shirt is Clean.
Shirt is clean. My favorite shirt is clean.
As soon as I was wearing it, I didn't have a care, and it was making me feel so good. I said I ain't afraid of nothing. I was strolling, I was strutting, just exactly like I knew I would. It isn't fancy, but I love it so. It makes me happy everywhere I go. I'm feeling better, better, better than I ever thought I could. My favorite shirt is clean.